सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति 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 गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः वासुदेवेन्द्रयोगीन्द्रं नत्वा ज्ञानप्रदं गुरुं मुमुक्षूणां हितार्थाय तत्त्वबोधो विधीयते. In the last session we were discussing susupti, deep sleep. So what we have seen in deep sleep, and this is the experience of everybody. It's a common experience of all people. In Jagrat Avastha and in Swapna Avastha, the experience are different. Each person has got a different experience. But in susupti, the experience is one and same. And when we call it the Jagrat Avastha is that in which all three bodies are active. Subtle body, causal body, and gross body. All three bodies are active, then we call it Jagrat Avastha. And when two bodies are active, that means causal body and subtle body, we call it dream state, Swapna Avastha. And when only one body is active, that is called susupti, and that body is causal body. Three avastha. And what is the knowledge? There are two types of knowledge. Knowledge of my own true nature, knowledge of self, and knowledge of the world. In all three states, I do not know my own true nature. In Jagrat avastha, I don't know my true nature. In Swapna Avastha also, I don't know my true nature. In Susupti also, I don't know my true nature. But in Jagrat Avastha, I know world. I transact with the world. And in the Susupti, in the dream state, it's a half-conscious mind. There is no intellect. We are seeing the dream and enjoying. In Jagrat Avastha, there is doership and enjoyership. In dream state, only enjoyership. Why only enjoyership? What is the science behind it? Because the intellect is not there. When intellect is not there, the doership is not there. Because doership resides in intellect. So no doership in Swapna Avastha. And what is the position in Susupti? In Susupti, I don't know my true nature, and I don't know the world also. So that is why the ego identified with the causal body is called Pragya. Pragya means, one meaning is wise, buddhiman. Why buddhiman? Because he remembers his all previous memories. Those memories are not lost. When you wake up, all memory is there. That means you are buddhiman. Another meaning, just opposite, prayanagya is pratya. I know nothing. So when I say I know nothing, what does that mean? I don't know my true nature and I am not experiencing world. Therefore, I am ignorant. In relation to memory, I remember everything. So everything is intact. But in relation to the world, I am not experienced world. I am not knowing my own true nature. So, it is pragya. In Susupti also, there is no bhavakar priti. We are not having any objects. We are not perceiving any object in the deep sleep. But it is abhavakar priti. It is absence of thoughts. In Jagrat Avastha and in Sapna Avastha, we have all thoughts have got object. Now we are seeing the chair, that thought has got captured the chair. In the dream state, we are seeing the dream, so the thoughts have captured the dream. Whatever we are seeing is the dream captured. But what is there in Susupti? In Susupti, there is no thought, so we call it abhavakar vritti. There is no bhav, there is no object, but the vritti is there. Abhavakar vritti is there. And when the mind is concentrated, it merges in that. And the example given was, an artist who is painting, he has become tanmay, he is not seeing anything else. His mind is absorbed in that. In abhavakar vritti, it is said it is soaked in the bliss. That abhavakar vritti is soaked in the bliss like Rasagulla is soaked in the syrup. But we are not able to experience it when we are in deep sleep. Why? Because the senses and mind and intellect are not available. We need mind and intellect, we need senses to express. But at Susupti, in deep sleep, they are not available. That is why we are not able to express it when we are in deep sleep. When we express it, when we recall next day morning, what we say? I slept happily. Nobody said, I slept sorrowfully. No, happily. So this happiness was recorded in your memory. You are the experiencer. Unless you have experienced, the memory cannot come there. If you are remembering now, that means you must have experienced during the deep sleep state. Now the question arises, was the ego available there? Ahankar was there or not? When we are in the Jagrat Avastha, Ahankar is identified with all three bodies, causal body, subtle body and cross body. We call it Biswa because we are experiencing the whole world. When the ego is identified only with the two bodies, causal body and subtle body, we call it Tejas. Because it is Tejomaya Vritti. All Vrittis are Tejomaya. We call it Tejas. And the Ahankar only identified with the causal body, we call it Thin Ahankar. The Ahankar with identified with all three bodies, the full Ahankar, Ahankar identified with the two bodies is lesser than the full Ahankar. And when the Ahankar is identified only with one body, we call it Thin Ahankar. That Ahankar was there and that Ahankar experience, it was stored in your memory and you could recall that experience next day morning. It's clear. Another way to understand whether the Thin Ahankar is there or not. While you are sleeping, Thin Ahankar is there. If somebody comes, Maulinji, 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 Maulinji gets up. Unless that Ahankar is present there, Maulinji will not get up. So we all have got that Thin Ahankar at that time. So that was about the deep sleep state. Now we come to our next topic, which is Panchakosa Viveka, the five C's. Panchakosa ke अन्नमयः प्राणमयः मनोमयः विज्ञानमयः आनंदमयश्चेति. सो देयर आर फाइव कोशास. व्हाट डू यू मीन बाय कोश? कोश मीन्स सीड विच कवर्स. एंड गुरुजी हैज रिटन द डेफिनेशन इज कोशवत आच्छादयति कोशः, वन विच कवर्स. सो द कोश हैज गॉट फोर फंक्शंस. Number one, so a seed takes the form that it envelops or covers. Have you seen a sword? It's a little bit bent like this, sword, and a seed covering that. So seed takes the shape of the vastu or the thing which it covers. It takes the shape of the thing which it covers. Number one. And the thing which is covered, we don't have the direct perception. When we see the sword covered with the seed, we don't see the sword, naked sword, we see the sword with seed. There is no direct perception. We can't see that talwar. That talwar is covered with the mayan, we say. The seed is covered with the seed. And seed is different from the thing which it covers. Number three. Seed is different from the thing which it covers. And number four, seed protects the thing which is covered. Seed protect the thing which it covers. So number one, it envelops. Number two, we are not able to see it directly. The thing which is covered, we are not able to see it. Number three, seed is different from the thing which is covered. Number four, it protects the thing which it is covered. Similarly, the Atman is also covered by Panchakoshas. Panchakoshas are the seed. So number one, all the koshas has taken the shape of Atman. As the shape of the Atman, the whole kosha, all my gross body and all the koshas take the same shape of the Atman. Number two, we are not able to see the Atman directly. There is no direct perception of Atman because it is covered by pancha kosha. Like the seed covers the sword, similarly, this panchakosha covers the Atman. Number three, these panchakoshas are different from Atman. Like the sheath of the sword is different from the sword itself. And the fourth item we saw, that sheath protects the sword. This is not true in the case of Atman. Panchakosha don't protect Atman. Atman doesn't need any protection from these five koshas. This is the shortcoming of the example. When we are identified with these koshas, then we say, I am fat, I am tall, I think, I decide, I am hungry. These things will come. I is common always. But when identified with the different koshas, the expression will be different. That we'll see. Annamay. May means what? May means vikar, modification. One meaning of the may is the modification. And second meaning of may is prachurya. Prachurya means abundance, full of. Like when we serve a person a tea with lot of sugar, then he says, sugar mai. There's lot of sugar in it. Sugar mai. So here mai means modification. Annamai, pranamai, manomai, vijnanamai, anandamai. Mai means the modification. It's a modification of something. How is that? Shankaracharya has started with the Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya, Anandamaya. There is a sequence. He is traveling from gross to subtle. Annamaya course is the grossest, which you can see, perceive, touch, taste. And the subtlest is Anandamaya course. And there is one rule, the subtle pervades gross and controls. Subtle pervades gross and controls gross. Subtler than Annamaya course is Pranamaya. Next. So Pranamaya is subtler, it controls Annamaya course. Manomaya course is subtler than Annamaya course and Pranamaya course. Therefore, Manomaya course controls Pranamaya and Annamaya course. Vijnanamaya course is subtler than Annamaya course, Pranamaya course, Manomaya course. Therefore, it controls the other three. Anandamaya course, subtlest. It covers all four, it controls the rest four. So the subtlest is Anandamaya course, and progressively the grossest is Annamaya course. What is this Annamaya course? Annamaya course is sthula sarira. We have already seen the definition of sthula sarira. We have done definition of sthula sarira, sushma sarira, karan sarira. We have already seen. So here Annamaya course is the sthula sarira, cross body. In the food shape we have written gross. And what is this subtle body? Subtle body constitute of three seeds. One is the vital air, second is the mental seat, and third is the intellectual seat. These three together is called the subtle body. And then the bliss seat is the causal body. Now we have already done the sarira traya vivek. Sarira traya vivek, we have already seen gross body, subtle body, and causal body. This we have already seen. Why we are doing this vivek? We are doing this vivek in order to come to this place. We are trying to discriminate between anatma and atma. So one way of discrimination we have already completed, that this atman is not sthula sarir, not sushma sarir, not karan sarir. You remember the definition of atma? Atma ka? Sthula sarira, sutna sarira, karna sarira. This is the vivek we are doing. Another vivek we have already completed. Avastha traya sakshi. Jagrit avastha, swapna avastha, and susupti. He is the sakshi. These avasthas, these states come and go. But he is witness of all these three states. Avastha traya sakshi. So two types of vivek we have already done. Now third type of vivek we are going to do is the pancha kosha vivek. And what is the goal of all vivek? Goal of all vivek, all discrimination is to reach here. To know my own true nature. What is this Annamaya kosha? Why it is called Annamaya? It is called Annamaya because it is made by Anna. Whole thing is made by Anna. The food eaten by father becomes the sperm. And when placed in the ovum, then the baby starts growing. So the sperm is made by the food eaten by father. When placed in the womb, It is nourished by the food eaten by mother. When the child is born, after that, whatever food he eats, he starts increasing. And then when a person dies, what happens? Be cremated. So he becomes ash. That means prithvi. What is anna? Anna is a modification of prithvi only. It's coming from earth. So the body is born because of food. It matures, stays because of food and goes back to, that is why we call it annamaya kosh. And when we identify this gross body, then what we say? I am fat in relation to this body. I am thin. I am tall. I am short. I am fair. I am dark. This is all relation to the gross body, we say. This is our annamaya kosh. Now comes the pranamaya kosh. Pranamaya kosh, vital air seat, is the energy house, is the power house. We call it kriya shakti. There are three shakti. The first one is the kriya shakti, then it will come the ichha shakti and jnana shakti. Ichha shakti relates to mind, jnana shakti relates to intellect. Very good. So we have got three powers, ichha shakti, kriya shakti and jnana shakti. Kriya shakti relates to pranamaya kosh, energy house. It gives energy both to the gross body, the food seed and other also. Pranamaya, we call it pranamaya. So it helps in all physiological functions. Pranas, they help in all physiological functions. Then what is the definition of prana? It is a pranamaya kaha. Pranadyah panchavayavah vagindriya panchakam pranamaya kosah. So you say there are two things in pranamaya kosa. One are the five organs of action and plus the prana. How many prana are there? Five prana. So five prana and five organs of action together is called pranamaya kosa. How many things are there? Two things. Five pranas and five organs of action. I'm not going to elaborate organs of action. You know all these organs. We have already discussed. Karmendriya and Gyanendriya portion is over. In all this pran, apan, vayan, udan and saman, there are five pranas. Pran, apan, vayan, udan, saman. What is common in all this? Can you see? An. An is common. An means to move. Pra plus an is equal to pran. Ap plus an is equal to apan. Ut plus an is equal to udan. Sam plus an is equal to saman. B plus an is equal to byan. Because of a sandhi rule, B becomes bya. An is common. An means movement. So in all these pranas, all five pranas, there is movement. What is prana? Prana is the inhaling and exhaling. It is from the navel to the throat. This portion coming up and down is called the prana. From the navel to the nose is called prana. It's the higher movement, respiratory system. What is apana? Apa plus an is equal to apana. It is the lower downward movement from navel to the organs of excretion. That is the area where it moves. We call it apana. Then comes samana. Sam plus an is equal to samana. Sam means samikarana. Digestive system. The vital air which is needed for digestion is called samana. And then comes vyana. B plus an. B means vyapti. Vyapti means after digestion it circulates all over the body. It pervades. Whatever the nutrients are there, it is given to whole body. That is why it is called vyana. Udana. Udana means ut. Suddenly goes up. Suddenly goes up means ut means for vomiting, burping. This comes under udana. Even the subtle body, when it goes out from this gross body, this udan vayu helps him to push it out. Udan means ut. Like vomiting, whatever, it comes out. Similarly, when the subtle body is ejected from the gross body, the udan vayu helps to throw it out. Udan. Pran has got a connection with the mind also. In Upadesar we have seen, when you are agitated, then your prana goes high, start breathing more. If you control the prana, mind is controlled. If mind is upset, its effect is seen in. Why it is so? Because the cause is the same. It is coming from the same maya. It's the two branches of the same maya. That is why it is like that. And there are five upaprana. Five upaprana are nag, kurma, krikala, Devadatta and Dhananjaya. Nag, Kurma, Krikala, Devadatta, Dhananjaya. Function of Nag is vomiting. Function of Kurma is closing and opening of eyes. This is done by Kurma. You are opening and closing eyes by the Kurma prana. Then Krikal, by Krikal you get hungry. Devadatta, yawning. When you yawn, it is the Devadatta upapran which is functioning. And Dhananjay, Dhananjay means nourishing. Nourishing the whole body. So five main pranas, what are those? Pran, apan, vyan, udan, saman. And upaprana, nag, kurma, krikal, devadatta, dhananjaya. Five upaprana, zova. Now, prana is said to be jeshtha and shrestha. Prana is jeshtha, is the senior most, and it is the shrestha, it is the best among all organs we have. Why it is called jeshtha? It is called jest because it starts functioning in the womb before any other function starts, before any other organs come in. The prana starts functioning first. Mind and other things, other organs will come later. Why it comes first? Because it is required for the digestion. For digestion and circulation, the pranas are required. So that is why prana is called the jeshtha. Jeshtha means senior. And prana is called shrestha, is the best. Why it is called best? Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita, Indriyase Indriya Sarthe Raga Dvesho Babastito. Indriya has got Raga and Dvesh for the objects, sense objects. Each indriya has got a ragadvesha. Ragadvesha means likes and dislikes. Each indriya has got likes and dislikes. Because each indriya has got the likes and dislikes, they get tired and they need rest. Each indriya has got its own likes and dislikes. Because it has got its own likes and dislikes, they get tired and they need rest. But the prana has got no likes and dislikes. It needs no rest. So you will find your prana is working from om to before you go to tom. Continuously is working. It is not taking rest. Why it is not taking rest? Because it is not attached to anything. Our other organs are attached and they get tired. But the prana, they don't get attached to anything. It continues going up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, continuously going. Other, like eyes, if you start seeing one serial, you get stuck. Gets tired. But the prana. So pranas are jeshta and shrestha. Prana is karma yogi. Is the greatest karma yogi is prana. Nothing doing for the self. Whatever energy it creates, it helps gross body and other seat also. And when the prana stops, all functions stop because it is powerhouse. If the prana stops, the powerhouse stops. When the powerhouse stops, functions of all organs stop. This is our pranamaya kosha. Identified with the pranamaya kosha, we feel hunger and thirst. Identified with the pranamaya kosha, I say I am hungry, I am thirsty. Now comes the pranayama. What is this pranayama? Pranayama is the control of your breath. We call it hatha yoga. Hatha yoga means we are breathing, inhaling and exhaling normally without any sequence. We don't follow any sequence. But when you start doing pranayama, you will be asked count 4, inhale 1, 2, 3, 4, hold the breath inside, count again 1, 2, 3, 4. Then exhale, count 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, again retain, don't inhale, count 1, 2, 3, 4, this is pranayama. And there are thousands of variations in this, thousands of variations. Since it is your powerhouse, you should not practice pranayama without a qualified guru. Never do it while sitting with a DVD or on. If somebody is showing on the TV, don't start doing that. If some problem starts, then that guru will not be able to help you. So it should be done in the presence of a guru. If the prana is disturbed, then you are saying, if you go to the Kaviraj, I don't know whether you get Kaviraj here or not. You go to the Kaviraj, he will just check your pulse. And with that pulse, he will tell you what disease you have got. You don't have to say. He will tell you, you have got this problem. Just by this pulse, they will tell you. The prana. Prana is slow, prana is more. Or there is imbalance. In allopathy also, when you go to the doctor, they also clip and see the how much heartbeat and all that they see. So with the prana, you can see that also. And with pranayama, definitely there is no doubt about that. It heals many diseases. There is no doubt about that. You can remain healthy also. But you have to learn it. I can at least this much certify that I have learned from Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, Sudarshan Kriya. I am practicing it for maybe 15 years. And the visits to the doctors are minimum. It's not required. But you have to learn it from qualified person. Pranayama is good. It comes under Hatha Yoga. There you are trying to change the rhythm of your breathing in a particular pattern. It helps you because it is your energy house. Pranayama is the exercise of your lungs. So your Kriya Shakti increases. And we have felt, she has also done from Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, after pranayama, your each cell of the body vibrates. Each cell, you can feel it. It vibrates. That means it energizes the whole body. But you have to learn the art. Unless you learn the art, it's difficult. Should we proceed further? Should we see one more? Manome. Manome kosah kah. Manascha. Gyanendriya panchakam. Militva yo bhavati. Sa. Manome kosah. That is manamaya kosa. What is that mana? Mana, mind, and plus five organs of perception is called manomaya kosa. What is pranamaya kosa?
Five action plus five
heart. Five organs of action and five? And manomaya, mind, and? Organs of perception. This is called manomaya kosa. Mind is seat of emotion. Guruji writes, anger, jealousy, love, compassion. These are all emotions. When these are in the state of volition, you have not decided. When we call it mind. Whether I will come to satsang or not. Early morning you are thinking. Then it is the function of mind. The moment you decided, no, I am going to the class today. The function of buddhi. Manamaya kosa. All organs of perception, when they act, they need the support or the backing of the mind. If the mind is not there, they will not work. They will not function. Even the eyes are open, if the mind is not there, a person is coming from the other side, you will not be able to recognize him. Senses are open. But my mind is thinking, Maulinji is coming from other side, I am thinking about Calcutta. I will not be able to see Maulinji. So the presence of mind is needed. Without mind, these organs of perception, they can't function. This is our manomaya kosa. We will see further detail in our next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Guru Namah. Hari Om.
Battery is to be replaced. Vivek ji or somebody.